Hey, it's David D. again. Welcome to another edition of my Interviews with Dating Gurus. Today, we have a guaranteed interesting conversation that's about to happen. My guest is Peyton Kane, the author of the Seduce and Conquer CD program. He also has a radio show that goes by the same name, Seduce and Conquer, that he's hosted for a couple of years. That's a call-in radio show that he hosts in Canada. He gets callers from all over the world that call in. He also does one-on-one coaching and even some interesting vacation-type training trips that I'm sure he'll tell you about. So welcome, Peyton.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me. Hey, you're looking fantastic, by the way.
Thank you very much.
That's what I like
much.
To see, you know?
All right, so
we should have a couple ladies around since we're sitting around this room. That's all we're missing here.
Something tells me you could help make that happen.
No, no doubt. Don't get me started.
So do this. Just, for anyone listening that doesn't know who you are, can you just give me a 3-minute introduction about who you are and how you became interested in this stuff and what your deal is?
Definitely. Okay, I stumbled in on this, if you can believe that. I was never, you know, when I was younger, I was always the fat, popular kid. Never got any action. And, you know, I was a good-looking kid, but I was fat, and I never got any action throughout all my high school years. Then I lost my weight. And I remember something really strange happened to me one day. I was out on a date. This was probably the first date I've ever been on. I was around 17 years old. I'm, walking into the movie theater. The concession stand is right down there on the bottom. So, I'm noticing that every single person in this concession stand is staring at me. So I'm wondering, is there something on my face? Is something going on here? I go to the bathroom. I notice there's nothing on my face. It came to me that, hey, they're looking at me because now all of a sudden I'm good looking. So here I am now, a good looking guy with not a clue of how to talk to women, what to say. And, you know, it took me about a good 5 to 7 years until I really mastered that area. And I really did everything I could to get to that area. And so, yeah, so it was a long learning process. And really, it wasn't until I got to Cancun, I met this girl, you know, and the funny thing is the way I met this girl. And at this point in time, I had nothing to do with the seduction stuff. I was just a good-looking guy, just learning how to talk to women. I was around 24 years old. I was in a nightclub in Cancun, and, you know, the hottest, most unbelievable girl walked right by me. I really, at this point in time, I didn't know what to do. I think my first initial reaction is what really actually picked her up. But it was just because I didn't know what the hell to do. So what did I do? I see this girl just staring at me. I look at her. I put my hand right in her face and go, whatever, baby. I don't think so. I walk out. She grabs me, turns me around, and goes, nobody's ever done that to me. Who the hell do you think you are? You know, I picked her up that night, made out with her. She became my girlfriend. She was practically a supermodel, a South American supermodel, very, very popular. So I lived in Cancun for around 4 years, and that's where I met this one guy. One day, it's actually a really interesting story. This one day, this, you know, really fat guy gets out of a limousine, fat, short, bald, with 10 of the hottest women. I mean, the best looking girls you've ever seen in your life. I'm wondering to myself, look at this cat. He's doing something right. I mean, I got to learn from him. You know, so I start talking to these girls, and everything's going great. I actually, you know, pick up a few of them, bang one here or there. And what happens, I turn around to her, I'm like, so ladies, what's the deal here? What are all you guys doing with him? She's like, honey, he pays us each $1,000 a day to come down here so he can meet women. And my heart just bled for this poor guy. I'm just thinking to myself, damn, man, 10 girls, $1,000 a day, 1 week, that's a lot of money.
And he's just bringing them along.
Yeah, he's just bringing them along. Hopefully he can meet some girls. I mean, one of them was a secretary. Another one was someone else that worked for him. The rest of the girls were friends of theirs.
Wow.
And it was just him and them. And, you know, he was the kind of guy that loved to have girls around. But just, you know, he was divorced. He couldn't get it together. You know, he's wearing a 3-piece suit in Cancun. I mean, give me a break here. 3-piece suit in Cancun, suspenders, it works.
Nice.
And it's just not happening. So, you know, we hit it off. I turn around to him. I'm like, dude, you know, you got to lose the clothes. You got to do this a little different, do that a little different. We went shopping, went to the nightclub. We had a great time. He goes back. I speak to him about 2 months later. He gives me a call. And I'm like, so where are you? He tells me he's on his yacht. I'm on my yacht in the Bahamas. I'm like, what the hell are you doing down there? He's like, I got 2 of the hottest women here with me. I'm like, dude, if you paid them, I'm going to come down there and kick you in the head myself. He turned around and said, no, dude, they came because they wanted to. And he asked me, he's like, what's your account number? I'm like, what do you want my account number for? What's your account number? He wired $100,000 to my account. And, you know, this is when I was a real estate agent. I wasn't even thinking about any of this stuff. And hooked me up with about 15 people that worked for him and said, do the same things you did for me. For them. And really, I didn't even know what the hell it was I really did for him. So I just played it by ear, and that's really where it began. And this was back in 1996. And then from those guys led to them referring me to me getting referred. And then, you know, one of these guys came along and turned around to me. And, you know, at the time, Anthony Robbins was popular and said, you know, you should throw all this stuff on a bunch of CDs that you're teaching us. As opposed to calling it personal power, call it something like personal pussy. And that's where Seduce and Conquer came from.
Interesting.
That was the birth of it, essentially. And now I've been doing this for God knows how many years. And ever since I started the CDs is where I'm really meeting a lot, you know, a whole different array of people in society. I mean, usually the guys I was dealing with were successful guys, had game, just needed to take it to another level. But ever since I started Seduce and Conquer, I mean, I'm seeing guys with tons of game and guys with no game whatsoever. So, you know, we've been doing this now for a long time, and the CDs are relatively new. They're only about 2.5 years in the making. Mm. But things are going great, and the radio show is going through the roof, and here we are.
So, you know, you obviously deal with a lot of different guys if you're on the radio dealing with call-ins and you're training guys. What are the challenges that, you know, are the biggest ones that guys are having that you kind of like dealing with?
Really, it's the balls factor is what I like to call it. It's the guys get really scared. What cracks me up the most, Dave, is that a lot of guys are so, you know, they got great personalities. They know how to talk. They do it great. But for whatever reason, when they're around someone they're attracted to, around someone they want, they clam up and become somebody else. It's like something comes over them, takes over their body, takes their personality away, and leaves this, you know, loser, dumbass guy in there that doesn't know what to do, like a total putz. And it cracks me up, and I just don't get it. And the best thing I say to them is, I mean, put yourself, imagine if you're in this situation. You know, you meet a hot girl. I mean, everybody who meets a hot girl, sure, he gets a little clammy, he gets a little nervous. But imagine if she was a disgusting girl. Imagine if she was, you know, 48 years old, 4'2", 300 pounds, with zits all over her face. Would you have any trouble speaking to her? Never. Imagine if you walked into the drugstore and there was some old lady there and you wanted to ask her for something. Would you have trouble asking her for directions or asking her where you can find the aspirin? Every guy says no to me. But once you bring that good-looking factor into it, that's where it changes. So one of the things I try to teach them to do is to deal with women in that aspect. Don't look at her like she's so beautiful and I just want her so bad. Look at her the exact opposite way. She's not beautiful. I want absolutely nothing to do with her. And if anything, she's the lucky one to be with me. Then all of a sudden, a lot of those heebie-jeebies, if you will, go away. And that's really, you know, one of the hardest things that I've encountered in this is guys that are in that position that are behaving in that manner, that are, you know, get really, really scared when it's approaching girls. And, you know, really, in order to be successful with seduction, in order to be successful with anything in life, you've got to have some balls. Let's be realistic here. You know, if you don't have the balls, then you're not going to be able to do anything. You have to say to yourself, you know, I'm going to get out there, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And well, that's one of the most important things I like to teach. Don't go out there looking to get laid. Don't go out there looking to meet women. Go out to have a good time. Go out of your way actually not to meet any women. And believe it or not, you'll meet women. You know, taking me to the point of this whole game. Really, the whole thing here is, you know, if when you want them, they do not want you. When you don't want them, then they want you. You know, haven't you ever noticed, even yourself, I mean, a lot of people, I ask this question on the radio all the time, and everybody always says this, haven't you noticed that whenever you go out, you're with your boys, you're on the hunt, you're extremely horny, you're dying to get laid, you never meet anybody. But it always, you know, when you go out with some girls, all of a sudden girls are looking at you, girls are checking you out, girls are talking to you. I mean, this isn't a coincidence. A better example is, you know, when you're always looking for it, you never seem to find it. But then when you least expect it, all of a sudden a girl walks into your life. And everybody thinks this is a coincidence. It's not. It's your behavior. It's your body language. It's the way you're behaving that makes her attracted to you. So it's really, really important the way in which you behave when you go out, which is, again, one of the most biggest, you know, the base of my teachings. I have three factors, really, David, that I concentrate on the most. And I try to, you know, I educate guys with these three factors. The first one is the way in which he looks, like the way in which he dresses. The second is the way in which a man talks. The third is the way, his body language, the way he behaves. If you learn how to master these three things perfectly, you'll never have trouble meeting another woman again for as long as you live.
So let me ask you, when you talk about the balls factor, it's clear that you get that a lot of guys just have something that happens to them that, you know, there's no way to really explain in a way that makes sense. But, you know, you clam up, you get nervous, whatever. What do you do to help guys get over that?
Well, just like I said, I tell them right off the bat, from now on, when you go up to that girl, you're approaching her, you look at her, you see her, and you say to yourself, I don't want her. She's not good looking. And I create this little scenario of the, you know, the 300-pound, 45-year-old, 4'2", you know, lady with the zits all over her face.
Yeah.
That's who you're approaching. All of a sudden, you know, and I've done this. I've actually done this at the club. You know, when I start, I turn around and I'm like, you see those three girls? Do it. He's like, there's no chance I'm walking up to them. I'm like, oh, yes, you are. They're not three good-looking girls. They're three ugly bush pigs. And I treat that into him. I'm like, you know, look at her. That's who you're approaching. It takes him a little bit, and then he does it. And then he finds, he comes back to me, and he says to me, you know what, dude, that went so well, it was so easy. You know, I teach my boys, talk to women like they're your friends, like the way you talk to your boys. You know, like, you know, what do? You don't sit there and compliment your boys. You don't sit there and tell them, oh, you look great today. You don't do any of that. If anything, you pick on them, you make fun of them, you put them down, you joke around with them, you tease them, that's what you do. That's really the key here. You know, and that's really what you have to do. You have to pretend that you're not speaking to someone you want. Because once you start doing that, that's when it all goes to hell. You start worrying too much. You start, you know, second-guessing yourself, thinking, oh, I shouldn't have said this. Oh, should I say that? What should I do? You start complimenting. That's one of the worst things a guy can do. Really, if you ask me what's the worst thing a guy can do when he approaches a girl is give her a compliment. There's nothing worse. Because, again, the second she knows she can have you, she will not want you anymore. That's the game. Women live for the thrill of the chase. That's the way it works. So once you give her a compliment, what is she interpreting? This guy wants me. She's not going to want you. Women want a challenge. Guys need to learn how to give them that challenge and how to do it in such a powerful way that it almost changes everything around and has them chasing after you. It's much easier. I mean, look at the way they're playing the game. They got it made. Women got it made. Look at the way they're doing it. They sit back. They're at the club. They wait for the guys to approach them. You know, they got like their little book out and they're just like doing, you know, and mentally checking off all the points. You know, asking him questions or whatever, doesn't like him, sends him away. And it happens every single time. And the funny thing is, one of the greatest things is eye contact. You notice a lot of times the way guys look at girls. You know, a woman can walk into a room and within a matter of seconds, she knows, you know, there could be 500 people in that room. She knows exactly which guy wants her and how bad he wants her. All by the way he looks at her. It's very important to learn how to use eye contact. One of the things I teach my guys is when you get eye contact with a very good-looking girl, usually what happens, when you look at a really good-looking girl, I mean, this happens to all of us, it even happens to me, you look at a really good-looking girl, your eyes cross, she looks away from you instantly with a look like she's disgusted. Like, how dare you look at me, buddy? I'm so far out of your league, you shouldn't even be looking at me. And what does that do to you? It drives you crazy. It makes you want her that much more. So one of the things, again, take their game and use it against them. So one of the things I teach my boys to do is the next time you get eye contact with a really hot girl, look away from her as if you're disgusted, as if she's the grossest thing you've ever seen. Roll your eyes back and be like, whatever, and turn. You do that, and you'll notice that she will start looking at you. She will start staring at you because that never happens to her, especially a really good-looking girl. And then when she stares at you again, then you can capture her, you know, by, you know, just, you'll kind of like catch her looking at you. And that's when you can have her come right to you without you even saying a word. You can seduce women using your eyes without even saying a goddamn word to them. I mean, and these are, again, little things that I teach, you know, to get over the balls factor, to you know, help you come along with being able to do all of this right.
So tell me, you know, the first one you said, how a man looks. What do you advise guys to do in terms of the looks department?
Very important. You see, it's not about being good looking, but it's about looking good. There's a huge difference here. You do not need to be a good looking guy. You see, we're very lucky. Women, as I always say, are smarter than we are. Their attraction goes much beyond looks. Men are all about visuals. You know, you take a really ugly girl, you stick in front of a guy, he won't even have any trouble talking to her. Just be like, get her the hell away from me. I want nothing to do with her. Men are all about visuals. Women are all about your personality, what you say to them. So it's not about being good looking. It's about learning how to look good. One of the things I say essentially is, you know, a lot of guys have no idea how to dress. At Seduce and Conquer, we have three professional image consultants, females, that work for us here. And what they do is they specifically give you tips on how you can look more attractive to women. You see, some guys, you know, most guys have no idea how to dress. They have no idea how to groom themselves. They don't know what looks good on them from a female's point of view. So one of the things we do is we help them look more attractive to women. Again, with tips on how to dress, tips on how to do their hair. Should they have a goatee? Shouldn't they have a goatee? Should they have a beard? You know, eyebrow waxing, get a tan. all sorts of stuff. You know, what kind of shirts to wear, what kind of jeans to wear, what kind of pants to wear. And we give you a full, what I like to call as a player makeover. We give you a full player makeover before we even send you out there. Because we want you looking fantastic. The stuff I teach you is so advanced, and it works so beautifully. But it will lose all its effect if you're dressed like a schlep. You know, if you're coming out there looking pathetic, it's just not going to work. She's going to be like, well, buddy, look at you. And women judge you by the way you dress. Women judge your shoes. They judge your clothes. They judge your shirts. You know, I got some older clients. And a lot of the time, these guys, you know, they love to wear the three-piece suits like I was talking about. And one of the things I love to do with them is get rid of that three-piece suit and maybe give them a pair of really cool shades to wear to the nightclub or to the bar. And instantly they notice, man, girls are looking at me more. Yeah, because you all of a sudden have attitude now. Attitude is one of the keys to picking up women. Confidence is one of the keys to picking up women. When you look good, you know, it's a, when you, the way you dress is a statement, makes a statement about the person you are. So when you look good, you have that extra advantage. Again, you don't have to be good looking. I got some gorgeous ass clients that can't speak to save their lives. And so again, it makes no difference. You take the best, you ask any woman. Any woman, you go up to her and you say to her, hey, listen, if the best looking guy, if you're sitting on the beach, the hottest guy you've ever seen walks up to you. And as he's walking, you're just melting. You've never seen anybody so good looking in your life. He opens his mouth and goes, hey, baby, how you doing? What are you going to do? She's going to run the other way. Flip it around. Put that situation to a man. Damn, just keep your mouth shut. I don't care. You know, that's the way men are. But women aren't like that. So we're lucky in that aspect. So again, I teach them to look their absolute best. And you know, again, one of the most important tips I can give to all everybody listening to me right now is get a tan. You get a tan, instantly it'll change the way you look. It'll make you look healthier. It'll make you look better. Most guys are so pale, so white, they don't take care of themselves. And that's one thing you gotta learn to do. In this day and age, there'd be something wrong with you if you don't take care of yourself. So that's one thing, that's the first aspect we like to work on, is your presentation.
You know, I've got a friend of a friend. This guy's tall, real good looking, in fantastic shape. You know, he looks like an Abercrombie model, and he actually works at Abercrombie. Okay, so you know he's meeting a girl or two running through there.
Right.
And he's constantly getting fixed up with girls, and you know his friends are trying to fix him up, and he can't get anything done. And it's all about his inability to communicate in a way that makes women feel attracted to him.
Exactly.
And after he spends time with him, you know, the girl comes away after the night's over and says to her friends, I don't know, I just didn't feel it, or it just wasn't working for me. He's just a friend.
And that's so sad, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, like it's so sad that he's got so much going for him. What other guys would kill to have? And yet he can't do it. And there's other guys out there. They're disgusting.
Yeah.
They're pigs. They're almost hard to look at. But yet they're so great by the way they talk to girls.
Yeah.
The women flock to them.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because when I first started learning this stuff myself, I carried all these preconceived notions in my mind. I thought, oh, I must just not be the kind of guy that women look at or whatever. And then I started making it my point to meet guys who were really good with women. And what surprised the hell out of me was that a lot of them had all these quote-unquote limitations. I mean, a lot of the guys that I've met that were the best were older or fat or short or bald or all the stuff you think, but they were the ones that were the really good ones.
Exactly.
Astounding.
Now, what is it that they have? They had confidence. They had one of that's, you know, confidence, attitude. One of the most important things when it comes to seduction is being able to look into a woman's eyes and say no. I don't think so, baby. It's not your way. It's going to be my way. Attitude is one of the biggest keys you can have to picking up women.
Mm.
Women love guys with balls. Women love guys with attitude. And another one is sarcasm. Speaking to women, using a lot of sarcasm. You know, a lot of guys don't even think about it, but sarcasm is so powerful. You know, again, now we're into how to talk to women. You know, sarcasm is one of the best ways, you know, to capture her attention, keep her attention. Essentially, isn't that what you want to do? You want to walk up to her, tons of charisma, passion, enthusiasm. Who the hell wants to be around anybody who brings them down? You know, so many guys, you see them, they walk up to girls and go, hi, how are you? What's your name? And she's just like, you know, she's just like, get this goofball away from me. As opposed to someone like me, I'll walk up to her going, ladies, how the hell are we all doing today? You know, like practically in their face, tons of charisma, tons of personality. And they're all like, a huge smile comes on their faces. That's what women want to see. And it's very important for every guy out there listening, that you use, you know, your charisma. And if you don't have any, create some. Because, you know, and I get this on my radio show a lot. Well, I really have nothing to be very happy about. My life is pretty good. And then you ask them, so what do you really enjoy? Tell me some of the things you like. For most guys, it's like cars. Other guys, it's sports. You know, and you start talking about that car, all of a sudden, this charisma, this passion, this enthusiasm starts flowing out of them. And I'm like, so what happened to, I don't have anything to be happy about. I'm not charismatic. You started talking about that Mustang and look at the way you lit up. Mm-hmm. You know, use that with women. Because women want to be around a guy who makes them feel better, who makes them, you know, takes them up. Nobody wants to be around a pessimist. We all want to be around people that are, you know, half full kind of guys, not half empty.
Why is it that sarcasm and that kind of that extra spark or that edge works?
Well, really, again, it goes back to that challenge, doesn't it? You see, you know, the best way for me to explain this is by putting, you know, everybody who's listening, imagine being a good-looking woman. You have to, the best way to understand why women act the way they do, why they're attracted to these sort of qualities, and why they behave the way they behave, is by putting yourself in their position, getting really into their brains and understanding how they think. Imagine, okay, a good-looking woman gets hit on anywhere between 20 to 30 times in the span of a day. 20 to 30 times in the span of a day. That's a lot. Imagine you becoming a good-looking woman. Imagine if tomorrow you woke up in Bizarro World, and all of a sudden, you know, everywhere you went, 20 to 30 women were hitting on you every day. So you leave your house, you get in the elevator, girls are hitting on you. You get into your car, girls are honking at you. You're walking on the street, girls are honking at you, going, hey, baby, you're so cute, you're so cute. You know, you're at work, your boss is pinching your ass, wanting to get with you. You're at lunch, the waitress is coming over, trying to write her phone number down and give it to you. What would happen? First couple of days, couple of weeks, maybe even a couple months, you'd love it. You'd bang every single girl that came your way. After that, though, wouldn't you get sick of it? Day in and day out, girls hitting on you. Girls wanting you, you get sick of it. A lot of guys listen to me like, no, I never get sick of it. Trust me, you get sick of it. All of a sudden, that one girl that shows up and says to you, you know what, buddy? I want nothing to do with you. As a matter of fact, you make me sick. All of a sudden, you would find yourself attracted to her. Why? Because she didn't want you. Why? Because it's a challenge. Seduction is a mental process. This is what happens to women. This is why they're so attracted to the kind of guy that doesn't give them confidence, the kind of guy that gives her a challenge. That's really the best way for me to explain it, the best way for men to understand why women behave that way. And that's really the reason why. Again, we talk only about good-looking girls here at Seduce and Conquer. We do not waste our time with girls that are not good-looking. Because really, as far as I'm concerned, when you wake up in the morning next to a really hot girl, it does wonders for your ego. As opposed to waking up the next morning with like, oh my God, help me. It's not good.
You know, two thoughts. One is, when I was first learning this stuff, one of my good friends started teaching me. We would go out together, and he'd watch me with women. And often he'd just shake his head and kind of go, ah, that's not good. Because I would do all the typical stuff, try to be friendly and cordial and complimentary or whatever. And he would tease women and bust their balls. And he's the one that gave me the two words, cocky and funny, together. That's where I learned them. I mean, they were literally his words. And when he first said them, I looked at him and I cocked my head and I, you know, shook my head and said, you know, what are you talking about, essentially? Because it just did not make sense that, you know, busting on a woman or teasing her or being sarcastic could make her feel attracted to you. And so, you know, I think it's really important to realize that there are things that are going on out there that may not make any sense, but they work. And once you learn them and once you actually start using them and you get it, quote unquote, then it doesn't matter whether or not it makes sense.
Exactly. And that's, you know, you just stepped on the most important key, once you get it. And that's really what happens. Guys go out there, they try this stuff. And then even if they don't get laid, they call me after. They call me on my show and they tell me, you know what, I didn't get laid. But I saw a response in her that I've never seen before. I saw this intrigue in her eyes that I've never seen before. And I got to tell you, Peyton, I had the best time I've ever had. Mm-hmm. Usually I'm coming home, I'm all depressed. I'm practically crying because I'm going to sleep. But now that I go out and I'm picking on girls, I'm busting on them, I'm making fun of them, I'm having a good time. And really, isn't that what it's all about? Shouldn't seduction be the most fun thing out there? Mm. I mean, I really enjoy it. That's why I love doing what it is I do. I mean, what else could be better than picking up girls?
You know, another thing, I don't know if you've seen this, but I've watched a lot of guys. This kind of goes back to, you know, the concept of what if something happened to you predictably over and over and over, and then there was a different result. And I mean, this is just kind of random, but maybe you've seen it too. I've seen a lot of guys that weren't good with women that then learned and became really good at approaching women and picking up women. And then they meet a woman who isn't that interested in them, who they can't get, and they keep trying to get her, And then a month or 2 months later, they finally get a date with her, they hang out, and then they immediately get a girlfriend because she's the only woman that resisted them.
Exactly. Again, it goes back. You see, these sort of things that I teach, and this exact point that you're hitting on, you know, when you want them, you don't want you living for the thrill of the chase. Guys, men that have a lot of success with women think this way too. Again, seduction is a mental process. Really, it's the reverse psychology of everything you've ever thought. It's really, really counterintuitive. That's really the way it is. You know, and once you get to a level, just like I explained a little scenario with women, when you, to understand the way a woman thinks, once you get to that level, you're going to act in that same way. You know, that's how I figured this stuff out. I was in Cancun. I had girls hitting on me left, right, and there I was, tanned, you know, in a gorgeous place. You know, I was in a condo hotel where tons of women were coming and going every single, practically every single day. And, you know, they were hitting on me. You know, at the beginning, I loved it. I was banging everybody. After a while, I got so sick of it. I'm just like, you know, I'm sitting down. A girl doesn't even say hello. Tom sits down, puts her hands on my lap, and goes, "You're so hot, I'd like to have sex with you." I'm just like, man, leave me the hell alone. That specific day is when I thought to myself, this is the way women think. Because now all of a sudden, I didn't want it. Who wants it when it's that easy? Nobody does. Mm. And that's one thing guys really need to learn to, you know, really need to understand. And for some of them, it's hard to understand that concept because they've never been in that place. But once they get there, I mean, all they can go is up.
All right, so we've talked a little bit about, you know, how a man looks. What are some of the pieces of advice you give to guys about how they talk? Let's talk more about that.
For sure, for sure. You see, again, we're talk tone is very important. The way in which you use the tone of your voice when you're speaking to her is very important. The words that you say are very important. You know, most guys out there think that when they're complimenting a girl, they actually think of it like, you know, as it's a part of their arsenal. They think of it, oh, wow, let me throw in a compliment here. You know, it's like I'm throwing my bomb. He doesn't realize, as opposed to throwing his bomb, he's just basically blowing himself up. Mm. You know, that's one of the biggest things that I teach is never to give compliments. Always pick on her, make fun of her, tease her, imitate her, joke around with her. Hey, and if things aren't going your way, if you notice she's not receptive to you, as opposed to her walking away from you, turn around to her and be like, anyway, girl, you're really depressing me. Nice talking to you. It's been a pleasure. Wave your hand right in her face. Send her away. Tell her to go away. You know, it's never over until the fat lady sings. You learn how to reject the woman correctly, and women will, like, the pussy will just fall out of the sky. Rejection is one of the keys to getting laid, is learning how to say to a woman, no, I don't think so. Again, going back to we all want what we cannot have. The whole theory really behind Seduce and Conquer. So that's one of the most important things of talking to women, is talking to them in a way where you're almost a desireless guy. You know, you're not looking for it. And I've had some girls, you know, some women out there, you know, I go after the creme de la creme, the hottest women out there. And I love doing this stuff with them. And I have had some of them throw some insults at me, like some of them would be like, how come you don't want me? What, you must be gay. My first response is, girl, if I was gay, you'd be the first girl I'd be going after. You know, insinuating that she kind of looks like a man. You know, that sort of thing. And again, it drives her absolutely crazy. Women, they hate it. Women look to seduce and conquer men. This is essentially, David, what they're looking to do. Mm. They are looking to speak to you, to know in the back of their mind that they can have you, toss your sorry ass aside, and move on to the next guy. They'll go out to a nightclub, they'll speak to 20, 30 guys. The one guy that gave her a challenge, that told her he doesn't want her, that put her down, said, I want nothing to do with you, that's the one she'll end up with. All those other guys, they're just victims. You know, they use you to feed their own egos. Women go out to nightclubs that have boyfriends, not even looking to be with anybody. And so why do they go out? They're going out to feed their own egos. And they're using men to do it. It cracks me up. It really, it bothers me. It boils my blood. The guys can be so dumb to, you know, to feed these women's egos, to put them up there. You know, one thing I teach in my CDs and what I teach in my consultations is that women are up there on cloud nine. The better looking they are, the higher up they are. The only way you're going to be able to get with her is by bringing her down off her cloud, showing her that, hey, she's not that hot. Hey, you're not the best babe. And man, I'm the one who's out of your league. I'm the one who's better than you. And again, you can do this by the way in which you use eye contact when you speak to her, in the way in which, you know, the words that you say. Again, not giving her compliments, busting on her, picking on her, making fun of her, sending her away, you know, being the first one to be like, anyway, girl, I gotta go party with my friends, I'll catch you later. That sort of thing. You know, where most guys will never do that. You know, they get a chance to talk to a girl, they're stuck there like, you know, white on rice, they don't want to go anywhere, they get too excited, you know, they're trying to move too fast.
You know, a lot of guys come to me and say things, and I know you hear this stuff too, I'm sure you do, where they say, well, you know, I don't want to use just these techniques on, you know, on women, and you know, manipulate them and so forth. I want a woman to like me for who I am. You know, I want a girl to see me for who I am and appreciate me. And what I, you know, of course have seen, and I'm kind of curious about your perspective on this, is that when you go out to a nightclub and you meet women, you're probably not going to be meeting wife material at the nightclub.
No.
But if you go out and meet a lot of women in the nightclub and you date some of those women and you go out to other places and you have a good time, you will learn about how the dynamics between men and women work. This way, when you actually meet the woman that you want to like you for who you are, she'll give you the time of day so you have 15 minutes to talk to her and she can see you rather than in the first 15 seconds her blowing you off because she realizes that you have no idea what you're even doing.
Exactly. That's precisely it. I mean, that's exactly it.
All right, so what else? What else about a man, how a man talks?
Well, I mean, that's really, those are the most essential things that he needs to remember, is not to give her compliments, not to show her that he wants her. Because always remember in the back of your mind, whenever you approach women, the second she knows she can have you, she will not want you anymore. Mm-hmm. That really is the key. I mean, really, that's the game. A lot of people ask me, so what is this game? What's the game? What the hell is this game that everybody talks about? I sum it up in one sentence. When you want them, they don't want you. When you don't want them, then they want you. Always keep that in the back of your mind. Again, one of the things I like to do is not to teach techniques. I like to teach guys to, you know, take this stuff and become this sort of person. And just like what you were saying, a lot of guys, well, you know, I don't want to manipulate women. You're not manipulating anybody. You're being a cool, fun guy. How are you manipulating her? You know, if anything, giving her compliments, trying to get down her pants is more manipulation as opposed to doing it my way. My way, you're acting like you don't want her. How are you manipulating her? You know, there is no manipulation whatsoever. If anything, you're being a cool guy. You're being a fun guy. Mm. You're being the kind of guy that women want to be around. You know, personally myself, how do you feel about it? Do you like it when girls give you compliments? I hate it. I was out last night and some girl turned around and goes, man, you got such nice eyes. I was just like, you know, ugh. I was like, my skin began to crawl. It turned me so off, it was not even funny. And she was pretty hot. You know, I swear if she didn't give me a compliment, I would probably ended up taking her home. But because of the fact she gave me a compliment, it turned me off. You know, and that's what guys need to understand. These sort of things that they think is good, giving a woman a compliment, being super nice to them, is not good. You know, because they don't, it doesn't do it for them. Again, people want to be around people that are fun. You know, girls just want to have fun, Cyndi Lauper in the 80s. It's true. And that's really what guys need to learn, is how to become the type of guy that women find attractive.
All right, so what about on the behavior front?
Oh, tons of stuff on the behavior. I mean, really, isn't that the key? Is the body language.
Yeah.
Is the way, you know, that's so important. The way you use eye contact. I can't even begin to tell you how important eye contact is. Like when you're talking to her and when you're looking at her. So some guys, you know, they're looking up, they're looking down, they're looking left, they're looking right. I see this in front of me. And the first thing, he comes back, I smack him in the back of his head. Well, dude, what the hell are you looking at? You know, what are you trying to find here? You know, the only person you look at is her. And they look down, like they're looking down at their shoes as they're having a conversation with her. You think that's going to capture her attention? Always look at her, right in her eyes as you're talking to her. Tease her as you're looking into her eyes. And if she stops, she looks away. You stop her, you say, hey, look at me when I'm talking to you. Very, very powerful. Another thing, you know, you're at a club, you're at a bar, you know, you get a drink, you have a drink with her. You know, you do a toast, cheers. Most guys don't even realize this. They don't even realize it's happening, but women know exactly what's happening. Because they're much smarter than we are. Remember, you know, one of the things I always say is women are bigger players than we are. Women are bigger pimps than we are. Women are bigger womanizers than we are. Women really got this down pat. Again, everything I teach is what women do to us. So next time you're having a drink with a girl, you know, and you go to say cheers to her, make sure you look into her eyes. Right as you say cheers, right as your glasses touch, you look right into her eyes. And if she's not looking into your eyes, you stop her and you say to her, hey girl, look at me when you say cheers. Always look at someone when you cheers. It shows that you have a lot of confidence. Instantly, that registers in her brain. You know, again, teaching her something new. Telling her, this all goes back to your body language, your behavior. You know, the way you sit, the way you walk, your posture. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how important your posture is. You know, when you walk into a room, I like to teach my guys. That's why, you know, I put an emphasis on presentation. I like it when, you know, I'm the kind of guy that walks into a room and has a lot of presence. I command attention. I'm not good looking, Dave. You know, you can see right now. You know, I'm overweight. I'm losing my hair. You know, I'm far from a good looking guy. But I command a lot of presence with the way in which I dress, with the way in which I, you know, my posture, and the way in which I use eye contact. Your body language is key. You know, if you're fidgety or if you're, you know, acting strange in any way, shape, or form, she's going to see it. She is so smart. Women pay attention to detail. That's really what men need to learn, is how to pay attention to detail. Women pay attention to all these details. And they notice you know, all these little things that you do. And these little keys are all turnoffs, complete turnoffs to her. So your body language is so important, it's not even funny. And again, you know, when you're talking to her, your behavior, you know, cocky funny, something that you came up with, it's beautiful. It's brilliant. I love it. I think it's fantastic. I take it a little bit further and say, you know, cocky funny, sarcasm, you know, almost, you know, go crazy with it. You know, one of the things I love to teach is compliments. Never give her a compliment. Give yourself a compliment. You know, if you want to give a girl a compliment, this is the best compliment you can give her. You know what, girl? You got nice eyes, or you got gorgeous eyes, but mine are so much nicer. That's the way you give a compliment. Isn't that the best way to give a compliment? Compliment yourself. You know, there's always an answer. You always have an answer to say as you're talking to her. And again, this is all part of your behavior. This is all part of, you know, the kind of guy you are. This is the type of guy she wants to be dating. This is the type of guy she wants to be with. This is the kind of guy she sees herself with. And especially good-looking women. You know, a lot of guys, they tell me, they call my show and say, all I want is a really good-looking girlfriend. All I want is a really hot girl. And I tell them right off the bat, if you want a really, really hot girl, this is the kind of person you have to become to get it. Now, it doesn't mean you have to become a completely different person. All I do is I take you and I turn you into a super version of yourself. I don't want you to be anybody else. I don't want you to be any different. I don't want you to be using, you know, lines that you've rehearsed, tips or techniques, because what's going to happen to you? All of a sudden, she throws one line out there, throws you completely off your game, bam, you're finished, you're done. As opposed to having the proper framework, knowing exactly what to say, knowing exactly how to talk, knowing exactly how to behave. Then that way, whatever she throws at you, there's always a response. I mean, there's never been a time with me, you know, maybe when I was younger, but in the last 10 years, I would say there's never been one time where a woman has thrown something back at me and I haven't had a comeback for her, or I haven't had something to say back to her. Because in the back of my mind, really, I don't care if I get laid or not. That's probably why I get laid so much. And, you know, if she's, and that's one of the best things, you know, women always, and every guy out there listening knows because it's happened to him, women always put guys down. Women are always picking on us, putting us down, making fun of us. And that drives us crazy. We hate it when they give us attitude. But they love it when you give them attitude. You know, they absolutely love it.
You know, a lot of the things you're talking about here, too, my way of looking at this is that there are two, you know, levels that we're communicating on. There's kind of the surface level, which is the words and what we think we're talking about. And then there's the other, more primal level. And everything you're saying is pushing a button inside of the woman that makes her feel attracted to you.
Exactly.
And not a damn bit of it makes any logical sense.
No, none whatsoever. None whatsoever. And really the best way to understand is like the way I explain, imagine being a good-looking woman. Because that's the only way you'll ever be able to understand. And that's, you know, not, that's the best way to understand it. And that's not really all of it, because there's a hell of a lot more to it than just that. But that's the way they think. And, you know, man, you got to get with the program. Because if you act like this, you know, if you're going out there trying to be this super nice guy, this sweet guy, this wonderful guy, I mean, where the hell does it get you? It gets you absolutely nowhere. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what's the purpose here? You know, and this what really hurts me the most about all this is that it takes a chunk out of the guy's ego. You know, there's so many guys that come to me and their egos have just been shot. They're so down on themselves. You know, their self-esteem is so low because they just can't get with a girl. I got clients, Dave, that are millionaires, that literally have everything they want. Tons and tons of money, but yet are so sad and so empty inside because they just can't even pick up women. Even with all that money, sure, they can go find a really hot girl, but she only wants him for his money. What does that do to him? He knows it. He's not stupid. And it drives him crazy. It hurts him. Really, in order to be successful in life, you know, one of the keys to being successful in life is being good with the ladies. You know, it's really one of the most important things that I could say to guys out there. If you want to be a true success, you need women in your life. Yeah, not just not a woman. You know, behind every great man, there's a woman. No chance. Behind every great man, there are women. As far as I'm concerned, women are like vegetables. You need a variety to stay healthy. One is never enough. You need more and more. I mean, come on. That's what life is about. Imagine, hey, if I offered you $1 billion, a billion, $1 billion, but you could never, you know, that's your own helicopter, your own jet, your own island, yachts, but you can never be with another woman again. Would you take it?
Absolutely.
No chance. You would take it?
I was being somewhat sarcastic.
That's what I like to hear. Because there's no fucking way I would take it. I'll tell you that right now. There's no, like, what the hell is the point of money then? You know, everybody's, you know, tries to sell you on this. You see it all the time in infomercials. Make money, make money. What's the point of money? It is. Life isn't about money or how much of it you can make. Life is about women from a man's perspective. That's all it's about. It's about being with tons and tons of women. There's nothing that can be more pleasurable to a man than that feeling. And really, that feeling is what we're going after.
Well, also, I think, you know, my perspective is that when guys show up with that low self-esteem and they, you know, they just wish their woman would like them and recognize them and appreciate them and all this kind of thing. Those are the kind of guys that are the quote-unquote nice guys that are always trying to buy women flowers and give them gifts, and they can't see that this is veiled manipulation.
Yes.
They just can't see that they are the ones that are actually manipulating women or trying unsuccessfully to manipulate women.
Exactly. That's exactly. That's what I was saying earlier when you brought that up. That's exactly it.
Yeah, I agree.
So, that's 100% it.
So talk to me about, you know, let's talk about the specifics. I mean, you know, where do you teach guys?
Well, you know,
where do
you teach guys? We've talked about the way you dress. We've talked about the way you talk and kind of your behavior. Let's get to actually getting your phone number.
Well, where do you teach guys to meet women and how? And what do you teach?
Everywhere. You know, everybody always says that to me. Where's the best place to meet girls? You learn how to pick up women, you can pick them up anywhere. Anywhere. You can pick them at the library, you can pick them at the mall, you can pick them up in your car. I've picked up girls in the highway on traffic before. I've gotten phone numbers on the highway sitting in traffic. So really anywhere. And really, you know, bars, nightclubs, these are very easy places to pick up women. Mm-hmm. But again, the game is a little bit different there and you gotta know how to play it. And a lot of this stuff we're talking about really is geared towards the bar, the nightclub. That sort of atmosphere. Now, the way I like to say, there's three kinds of women. I call it category one, category two, and category three. Category one has high self-esteem. Category two has low self-esteem. Category three is mixed. Sometimes it's high self-esteem, sometimes it's low self-esteem. Personally, category three is my favorite because I find those are the ones that are crazy in bed because they really don't know if they're coming or going.
So to speak.
I like them so much. So I teach you how to pick up all these. I mean, basically, the underground foundation for the pickup process of all three categories is the same. But, you know, with high self-esteem girls, you got to give maybe a little bit more attitude. Where with low self-esteem girls, you don't need to give that much attitude because you might scare them a little bit. You know, there's different grades to pick up different one of these attitudes. And once you learn how to do this right, that's one of the things I teach in my CDs, is how to understand what kind of a woman she is, how to categorize her, and how to just, you know, quickly do it. You know, seduction happens really quickly. If you're sitting around talking to a girl for a half an hour, you're not going to get anywhere. If you're picking her up, you're picking her up within 5 to 10 minutes. Women within the first 30 seconds of speaking to you know if they want you or not. First 30 seconds. They'll know right off the bat if they're interested in you or not. You know, I think it was you that said attraction is not a choice. And I think that's one of the best things that, you know, I've ever heard. Because it's very, very true. Mm. It's not a choice. But again, attraction can be created.
Yeah.
Which is really one of the things I love to teach guys to do, is how to create that attraction. And that's essentially how you do it. You know, that's one of the things that cracks me. Like, you know, for getting a phone number, for example. So many guys have no clue how to get a phone number. They're doing great. You know, timing is everything when it comes to all of this. You know, timing, proper timing, and the proper timing is key, really, to all of this. A lot of guys have no clue how to get a phone number. Haven't you seen that? Like, you know, they'll turn around and say, so, do you think we can go out? Or would you like to go out with me? Or, I'd love to take you out. I think we'd have a great time. Can I have your phone number? How disgusting is that? How sad is that? You know, the way I teach guys to get a phone number, look in your eyes. Right after you start making her laugh. Again, laughter really, you know, cocky, funny. Laughter is the key to a woman's heart. Mm. It's also the key in her sweet little panties. I mean, laughter is it. Make her laugh. As she's laughing. Right after you've said something and she's laughing, stop her. Look right into her eyes. Say, you know what, girl, you don't have a lot of chemistry. What's she going to do? She's going to stop right there at that point. She's going to think to herself about what you just said. She was just laughing. She was enjoying your company. Bam, she's going to think, yeah, he's right, we do. Right from there, you turn around and go write your phone number down. You never ask. You always tell. You never ask for anything. You tell her, write your phone number down. I'm going to take you here. You're going to love it. Get your stuff. You're coming with me. You know, you never say, so would you like to leave or would you like to go here? You never ask. You always tell. A confident man never asks for anything. He tells. This is the way it's going to be. You don't like it? The door's over there. It's that simple. So that's one of the ways to get a phone number. Now, one of the other things I like to do, I find that a lot of guys that get phone numbers, and I get this question a lot, especially on my radio show, is how come I call her and, you know, she'll either brush me off or she won't answer her phone? Why did she give me her phone number in the first place? Obviously, dude, she gave you her phone number because she was feeding her own ego. You didn't get her phone number correctly. One of the things I like to teach my boys is a certain line. This is one of them. Something to say once you get her phone number. The next time you get a girl's phone number, and I say this a lot, and, you know, I say it on my radio show, I say it on my CDs, the next time you get a girl's phone number, right after you say write it down, she writes it down, or you plug it into your cell phone. First of all, never ever hand out your phone number to her, she'll never call you. It's one of the dumbest mistakes guys make is giving their numbers out. Never hand out your phone number to anyone. If she turns around to you and says, well, after you get her number, says, give me yours, you say, no, sorry girl, I don't hand out my phone numbers to women I just met. You know, and she's going to be like, you just got mine.
Nice.
And that's the way it's going to be. Sorry, hate to break it to you. Nice talking to you. It's been a pleasure. That sort of thing. So next time you get a girl's phone number, look right into her eyes. and say, you know what, girl? I'm going to call you once. If you don't answer, I'm going to leave a message. If you don't call me back, I'll never call you again. You only get one chance with me. If you've ever had trouble, you know, calling a girl and she doesn't answer, bam, with that one line, when you call her, and even if you get her machine, your first response, hey, Jennifer, remember that extremely irresistible guy you met on Thursday? Sure, now you remember. Remember that one phone call I was telling you about? Guess what? This is it. Bam, I've done this. Women call me back within 15, 20 minutes of leaving that message. Very, very important how you get that phone number. You know, that's one of the things that guys, they just don't get it. They just don't know how to get that phone number. Mm-hmm. And it really hurts them. You know, I'm against emails. I don't, no emails, no giving your phone number out, no getting her phone, none of that. You get her phone number, you call her once, on that one phone call, you set up the date, that's it. Very, very important how this process happens here. You want to leave some mystery there, you want to leave some intrigue. You know, guys get their phone, I got this question the other week on my radio show. I know I was dancing with this girl, she was practically kissing me, she was all up on me, I got her phone number, I called her that night, and then she dissed me. And I'm like, excuse me, you called her that night? You were dancing with her. You were practically making out with her, and you called her that night? You know, one of the things I love to say is wait minimum 3 to 5 days before you call. Make her want you. Make her desire you. And that's one of the best ways to do it. Make her wait. Guys get too eager. They get too excited. You know, and they don't realize all they're doing is they're essentially shooting themselves in the foot is what they're doing.
So, you know, then what? Once you've got her number, you've called her up, you've set up a date, where do you go next?
Then the date. Okay, again, great question. Dates. No day dates. No coffee. No movies. Now, you have two choices for the first date, the way I like to do it. Two choices. Choice number one, you take her out for dinner. Choice number two, you take her out to a bar or a lounge for drinks. Not a nightclub, not somewhere loud. Somewhere with the great atmosphere, great lighting. Again, same thing for dinner. If you're taking her somewhere, don't be taking her to some diner. You take her somewhere that has great atmosphere, great lighting. Your whole purpose of that first date is to get as much action as humanly possible. You ever watch that show Blind Date?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not a TV watcher, but I had a guy who brought over a whole bunch he had recorded on video. And, I mean, what comedy?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Do you see those guys? You know, their date's going pretty good, but they're not monopolizing on kissing her while they're at the destination. There they are. They get out of that cab or whatever it is. They're walking in her door. You look at that look on her face. She's got this look like, oh, no, it's coming. It's the most awkward thing for women when they're walking into the door waiting for that kiss.
Yeah.
And if you're at that point, your date's done. You're over with. Stick a fork in your ass, you're finished. One of the things I specifically say to my boys is to make sure that you kiss her when you're out at that destination. So, you know, on the first date, you know, the game changes a little bit. You're going, you know, the cocky and funny moves a little bit, and now you're going more to more smooth seduction, more towards touching her hair, touching her arms, you know, teasing her still, pulling away, a lot of eye contact, coming close and pulling away. You know, one of the things that I teach my boys to do is if you're taking her out for drinks or even dinner, order an appetizer, order some shrimps. And with that shrimp, as you're feeding her, always feed her. You know, it cracks me up. You know, one of my clients went out, told me about his date. It was just ridiculous. So he ordered a whole bunch of food. The first thing he did was he started eating his food. I'm like, dude, are you out of your mind? You never do that. First thing you do is you feed her. You have to make the eating process a sensual one. A sensual one.
No.
That's really what you have to do in order for you to get as much action as you possibly can. Your whole purpose is to make out with her at the destination. If you can make out with her at the destination, by the time you get back to your place, you're probably going to go a hell of a lot further. Again, you know, the whole point of men dating women is to win the game. How do you win the game? By sleeping with her. Once you've slept with her, you've won. You can decide what you want to do from then on in, which that in itself is a whole different show. But, you know, and that's really what I teach is, you know, no day dates. Alcohol has to be involved. You know, she has to have a drink. You know, and not really to get her drunk, but again, to have fun. Because, you know, your first date should be like a celebration. Kind of like, you know, when you close that deal and you're going out, you're celebrating, having a great time. That's what it should be, the celebration of the two of you coming together. And that's the way you want to make it.
You know, that's an interesting point, the difference between drinking to get drunk and drinking because it puts you into a kind of a festive mood.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, a lot of guys think, get her drunk. That's useless. Get her drunk, and what the hell is that? That's useless. The whole purpose of having a drink with her is to, you know, It's to get her to the right ambiance, to get her more relaxed, to make it a more fun and pleasurable experience for both of you. Mm-hmm. You know, a glass of wine here, or a little drink there, or a shot even, isn't going to hurt you. And if anything, it's going to help you. It's going to help you unwind. You know, I got a lot of guys, they're so high strung, they got these pickles up their asses. I mean, come on. Gentlemen, enough already. You know, relax a little bit. Don't let it bother you. Don't analyze everything so much. You know, look into her eyes, have a drink with her, take it easy, enjoy yourself, make it a celebration. That first date, that's what it's all about. And that's what she wants to see. One of the things I love to do is I give them the most spectacular first date of their lives. They're leaving that night going, that was the best date I have ever been on in my entire life. I take her to the most amazing place. You know, and as I walk in, and I teach this specifically in my CDs, like, you know, take all your first dates to the same destination. Choose an excellent destination that has the right ambiance, the right lighting, you know, the great food, that sort of thing. So when you walk in, you know, the maitre d' or whatever goes, hello, Dr. King, come on in, your table's waiting for you. Ooh, what is she thinking? Wow, this guy's got some culture. He's seasoned. He's already getting, you know, she's already getting programmed, not even realizing it as this whole thing is happening. Mm-hmm. Then you go, you sit down at the table, you know, the waitress walks over, says hello to you, and you know, she turns around, well, everybody knows you in here. Well, you know, and then you brush it off. And then what do? You know, you just start talking to her. You know, you make it just a beautiful experience for her.
Talk to me about the conversation on that first date.
Oh, it's all like, you know, one of the things I love to talk about is myself.
You know, that is such a surprise.
Because, you know, the first date, you're always asking questions. So, you know, and one of the things I love to say, you know, again, use the woman's game against them, is when you're dating. I'll always turn around. I turn around to all my boys. So when you're out on the date, and that question always comes up. Don't you find that? Every time it comes up, who you're dating, who am I dating, who's everybody dating? So one of the things I love to say is, oh, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I am dating. I haven't found the right one, but I'm dating a few girls. And I'll just leave it at that. And that in itself, again, is that challenge to her, making her want me more, making her say, well, watch me. I'm going to be the right girl. Women are very territorial. They're very catty. Mm. You know, they'll do whatever they can to keep their man and keep them all for themselves. Giving her a little challenge like that is absolutely beautiful. A lot of things to talk about. You know, like, I mean, you know, you're on the first date, you talk about, you know, what you both do, what you love, what your passions are. You know, one of the greatest questions to ask a girl is, where do you see yourself in a few years on the first date? Mm. You know, and that way, you know, it gets her thinking. And then you can almost pick on and make fun of her answers. Oh, come on, you only see yourself as a nurse? You can do better than that. You should have your own chain of hospitals. You know, again, motivating her, taking her places, getting her thinking. You know, this is the kind of stuff you want to do on that first date. And again, the first date is all about seduction. It's all about teasing her with the food, using your eye contact, touching her hair. One of the most powerful things you can do to a woman is touch her hair. You have to learn how to touch a woman's hair correctly. A lot of guys don't even know how to do it. You know, I was out last night having dinner. The waitress comes over. She's flirting with me like there is no tomorrow. She comes and sits down next to the table. I was out with two of my clients. Three of us were out. We're having some sushi. So she sits down. And right as she sits down, I put my hands right in her hair. I grab her hair. She pulls her head back and goes, wow, I love it when guys grab my hair like that. You know, I could tell this woman was going crazy. I maybe spoke to her 15 seconds. And there I am, instantly playing with her hair. I don't even use cocky funny. I've got to be honest with you. I go right into smooth seduction. I don't even waste my time with it. Cocky funny won't get you late. It'll definitely get you in. It'll trigger her attraction like there is no tomorrow. Mm. But smooth seduction gets you late. Looking into her eyes, telling her, come here, baby. She's here, now, touching her in the right way. Using that eye contact. Teasing her. You know, and I'm not talking teasing her by picking on her. I'm talking teasing her by, like, you know, going close to her and then pulling away. Making her want you. Really, that's the whole key to all of this. Make her want you. Make her chase after you. Then all of a sudden, you're in the position that she's in. And it's the best place to be.
When you say the words smooth seduction, is that like a methodology or a bunch of stuff you have?
Yes, that I teach all my CDs exactly. I call it smooth seduction. It's a whole different way of, you know, taking it. You know, a lot of guys are like, well, how do I take it to the next level? How do I take it to the next level? You know, it's funny. I was doing a Cancun seminar about a few weeks ago. One of my boys was on the dance floor. And he was dancing with her. And she was really all, like, you know, rubbing up against him and everything. And I kept walking by him. I said, dude, grab her hair. Pull her close to you. Make it sensual. Dancing is a prelude to sex. If you're dancing with a girl on a dance floor, you have to learn how to dance with her correctly. Dancing is a prelude to sex. You learn how to dance and touch her correctly on that dance floor, you're taking her home and you're banging the living daylights out of her. He just wouldn't do it. I walked by him maybe on five different occasions. I almost grabbed his hair and go, grab her hair the way I grabbed your hair. Finally, he does it. And as soon as he did that, she jumped on it. Hmm. Started making out with him. Before you know it, they were off in the corner doing their own little thing. And he came up to me the next day and goes, man, you know, it was so hard for me to do that. And I know right after I did that, he ended up taking her home that night. Right after I did that, everything just changed. That's your transition. You know, big gun are making fun of her, imitating her. It's all good. It'll trigger her. It's great. It's brilliant. But it won't get you late. Smooth seduction gets you late. Looking into her eyes, pulling her close to you, playing with her hair, almost pulling her hair in a sensual manner as you're looking right into her eyes, touching her in certain ways. Now, again, when I'm saying touching her, I'm not saying, you know, touching her tits or grabbing her ass. That's cheesy. Touching, you know, her lower back, her shoulders. Touch her in places most guys don't even dream of, her elbows. You know, her hair, it's really the best. The back of the neck, one of the things I love to teach is put your hand, the palm of your hand, right, you know, right underneath her ear. So the palm of your hand is on her cheek practically, underneath her ear, and your fingers are in the back of her hair. And then as you're looking at her, you pull her hair down, and you get closer to her. Women melt. You know, women want to be with that kind of man, a man who takes control, a man who's in charge of the situation. It's a huge turn on, to be realistic here. Mm. And that's really what smooth seduction is all about.
Now, you know, also, I tend to just, you know, stick with the dating portion, you know, from before getting yourself psychologically and emotionally set up to meet women, going out and meeting women, dating. But, you know, I know you have some ideas about relationships and setting them up, and I'd just be interested to hear your thoughts.
Yo, tons. One of the things, you know, I teach you to be this prick, this guy that picks on someone with no confidence. You know, first of all.
A nice prick, though.
Yeah, a very nice prick, of course. You know, and cocky and funny won't work. Cocky and funny will not work if you don't do it in a playful manner.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there being insulting and whatnot, it comes across as arrogant. It's not going to work. You have to be playful when you do it. You know, you have to do it in a fun way. You know, and a lot of guys have this problem. I got this one client, he takes this a little bit too far. He's very rude to women. He doesn't realize what he's doing wrong. He's really rude to them, and rude will not work. You don't act rude. You don't insult her. You don't have to do that. You pick on her, you make fun of her, you make it playful. The key, again, is laughter. It's the most important thing. You're going after laughter. You know, we did this. We went around to, like, every club, you know, maybe 5 years ago, and asked maybe 150, 200 girls, what's the number one quality you look for in a man? 9 out of 10 of them said humor. You know, so again, laughter is one of the most important things. Now, I teach you to be this sort of guy at the beginning. No compliments. As far as I'm concerned, Dave, the first compliment comes after that first date or that night when you're back at her place, back at your place. You're going down on her and she's like, stop, stop. No, no, I can't. That's when your first compliments come up. But girl, you smell amazing. I've never smelled anything like that before in my life. What's she going to do? She's going to stop and go, holy shit, you just paid me a compliment. Okay, go ahead. That's your first compliment. In the second phase, after you sleep with her, after you have sex with her, the whole game changes. Now all of a sudden I teach you to give compliments. Now compliments are good. You see, it's only at the beginning the compliments are bad. Most guys do it the other way around. They become the nice guy at the beginning. I almost teach you to become the nice guy at the end. Start out being not the nice guy, but end up being the nice guy. Because nobody's going to stay with a guy that, you know, never gives her a compliment, never makes her feel great. That sort of thing. So the second phase of the game...
Well, I mean, you know, essentially a compliment is meaningless from a guy she doesn't know. It's actually worse than meaningless. It's counterproductive.
Yes, exactly.
And if you are meaningful in her life and you give her a compliment, all of a sudden it has tremendous value.
Exactly. Very well said. Very hard. That was nice. Yes, exactly. Just like that. Because that's really, really, that's the whole purpose of it, is giving her a compliment when she's already interested in you, when she wants you, when she feels that desire for you. Because it makes it that much more important for her. It actually touches her. It's a beautiful thing. So what I teach you to do is after you have sex with her is, you know, second phase of the game. Now you call her up and you're like, girl, I can't wait to see you again. You know, I hope you're going to look hot for me on Thursday. I'm going to take you to the most beautiful place. We're going to have such an amazing time. You know, give her tons of compliments. Tell her you're going to take her to the best places. And then all of a sudden when that night comes along, I know it's terrible, but you stiff her.
You're killing me with this stuff, okay? This is like George Carlin or something, or like Chris Rock. You're killing me with this.
It works so amazing. Think about this for a second. She's sitting there. She's all dressed up. You know, she's waiting for you. You pick up the phone. You give her a call 20 minutes after you're supposed to pick her up. That's another thing I always say. I always show up late on the first date, no matter what, half an hour late. Anyway, you give her a call and you say, girl, you're not going to believe this. Something came up. I still apologize. I just can't make it. You know, make up some cockamamie story. Something just happened. I just can't make it. I promise I will so make it up to you. What's this going to do to her? She's just going to be thinking about you the entire time. You know, I can't stress this enough. By you behaving like this, she's going to start falling in love with you. By you acting like this. Then the next time you set up a date, you do go out with her. And you have the best time. I've done this to so many women. I've actually even been a little bit worse. You know, like set up the whole date and not called at all. And I'll call the next day with some cockamamie story. And I know for a fact that she's, you know, she's mad at me, but I'll be so like, promise, girl, I'm going to make it up to you. Come on, give me one more chance. You know you want me. Come on, don't be like that. And they love it. And then the next time I get together with her, she'll turn around to me and say, you know, nobody's ever done that to me before. You know, and the way in which she's saying it, it's almost like, you know, nobody's ever done that to me before. I think I'm falling in love with you. Is, you know, the way it comes across. Mm. And then, you know, from that's the whole purpose of this, is to get her chasing after you, to get her wanting you. You kind of follow me here?
I'm following you.
It's a little different. It's a little advanced, but if you try it.
You're killing me.
Yeah. But if you try it, Dave, you have no idea. You have no idea the power it has. Come on. Don't they do that to us? Don't they make dates with us and stiff us all the time?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, in the conversation we had, last week or whatever, I was telling you, you and I have, we arrived at one similar thing. My good friend Rick and I, when we lived together several years ago, it just dawned upon us that if we did all the things that attractive women do before they do it, that they now have no material. Like, right. You've literally taken their whole game away, and now they're kind of, they begin to act like the frustrated guy who doesn't know what to do. And my version of that was that, you know, if you meet a really attractive woman and you say, you know, for most guys, they've been through the experience where they've said to her, hey, you know, will you go out with me on Friday, or, you know, can I take you on a date on Saturday? And the woman says, yeah, you know, sure, call me then.
That's the worst.
Right, of course. And you know, you get that sinking feeling in your gut, like you know something bad has happened, but you put the fake smile on your face and you go, oh, okay. And when you try to call, she's not there, whatever. And so what I found is, you know, kind of different but similar and magical is to talk to a woman and then, you know, just get off the phone after you've talked to her. And then a lot of times she'll call you and she'll start talking about getting together or going out. And then you can literally just say to her, hey, you know what, maybe we'll get together on Saturday. And she'll say, yeah, because she's been hinting at it. And then you say, I'll tell you what, give me a call then and maybe we'll do it.
Exactly.
And then, of course, you don't be available.
Exactly. And then really, that's exactly what I'm teaching. Yeah. You know, I do it a little bit more harsh than the way most other guys.
You're a little more direct, let's say.
Yes, exactly. But the results are amazing, are really tremendous.
Yeah.
And, you know, when guys try it, they all tell me, wow. You know, one of my favorites, it's a quote from Napoleon Bonaparte. He used it in the sense of war. If you want to be a success in life, promise everything, deliver nothing. And I like to say that with women. If you really want to be a success with women, promise the world, promise everything, deliver nothing. And you have no idea how tremendous this works. It's just unbelievable. Mm. You know, and just exactly like you said, you become the prize. You have her chasing after you. You become the woman. It's hysterical. Mm. And I teach this stuff to guys all the time. They can't believe it. Their eyes pop out of their head. You know, especially some of these rich clients I go out with. They're like, I've never had women buy me drinks before. One of the things that I do, I'll never buy a girl a drink. I walk up to a girl, I'll start talking to them, like, oh, come on, girl, stop it. Buy me a drink. You talk too much. You know, or I'll compliment myself and be like, you're the hottest guy in the world. Come on, you're going to buy me a drink? What's the matter with you? And they'll do it. You have no idea how many women actually take you up on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's balls factor. Some of the balls around there go, so come on, buy me a drink. I've had girls surrounding me and say, oh, wouldn't a gentleman thing to do? The gentleman thing would be for you to buy me a drink. I'll look right into her eyes and go, but I'm not a gentleman. All right, so what do you have? That's her next thing.
Yeah.
And again, doing this stuff, you know, seduce and conquer, just like you said, that's exactly what this is. It's keeping them off balance. It's using their game against them. And the results are tremendous. It works so beautifully.
Well, this, you know what, all the things you're talking about here essentially do something that is what I consider the ultimate state to put a woman in, which is where she doesn't know what's going to happen next or what's going to come out of your mouth next, but she really wants to.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And you're in control. You're the driving force of everything. And she will be so attracted to you. She will want you so bad, like no man she's ever wanted. That's the biggest mistake most guys make.
Mm.
It really is not knowing how to play the game correctly with them. And again, being eager, you know, going after her, it's all going to work against you. You know, be very patient when it comes to women. How do they behave? You know, use all this stuff. And I say this on my radio show all the time. You want to be a true success with women? Learn from women. Learn from what they do to you. You know, learn from all the mistakes that, you know, everything that's happened to you, the way they speak to you, how they brush you off. You know, come on, girls aren't nice. Let's be realistic here. I've seen some girls, you know, tear into poor guys. You know, say the rudest things. Pick up and put them down. Guys that don't deserve it. I mean, come on. A guy like me, I deserve it. And I can take whatever woman can throw at me. And I endorse it. I enjoy it. I'm kind of looking for that playful, that almost play-fighting sort of rapport with her. Because for me, it's the easiest way for me to seduce her. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really what I'm looking for. But women, they don't care. You know, they're heartless little creatures when it comes to this game. They will walk all over you, step on you, put you out like a cigarette, and they'll come back and put you out one more time just to make sure you are. I mean, they really don't care. And, you know, it's time for guys to start acting like guys. It's time for guys to start being a man, not being such big pussies. And that's really what men are. They're scared. They're thinking to themselves, oh, it's wrong for me to do this. It's wrong for me to pick on her. It's wrong for me to do that. I have to be the gentleman. There's a time and place for everything. You can be that gentleman when you're in a relationship with her. You can be that gentleman after you've been dating her for a little bit. But when you first meet her, you cannot be that gentleman. I mean, you know, gentleman again in the nice guy way. You know, always, and everything I teach is always, you know, if you're picking on her, you're making fun of her, you're putting her down, always be classy as you do it. Always be a gentleman as you do it. But don't be that nice guy. That nice guy, if you are essentially a nice guy, that nice guy can come out. And I want that nice guy to come out. But just not too soon. Because it's a turnoff to her. Because she doesn't want to see that. She wants to see that guy who's got balls, looks right into her eyes, and says, I don't think so, baby. Who really gives her a challenge? Women want a challenge. There's no other better way for me to put it. And men need to learn how to give them that challenge. And once they learn how to do that, they will always have any woman they want eating out of the palm of their hand.
So one of the places you take a lot of guys out to clubs, you go on these trips. What should a guy do when he, you know, goes into a bar, right off the bat?
Very important. You see, the first thing I do when I walk into a nightclub, when I walk into a bar, I'll walk up, the bouncer's right there. First thing, I'll look right into his eyes, shake his hand, harder than his hand has ever been shaken before in his entire life. And I'll turn around and go, who's the manager? Who is the owner of this place? Bring me out the head guy in charge right here. He'll send them out, and I'll turn around to him, I'll say my name. I'm with this many people. I want your best table. I don't play around. This is the way I like to do it. Instantly, I've gone, you know, what I like to do is I like to bring the staff of the club, make them my friend. I like to almost have an entourage when I walk in, because people are looking at me. Mm. So what I do is, I've taught guys how to do this. Guys are by themselves. Guys are with 2-3 people. All of a sudden, if you're by yourself, or you're with one other guy, you're walking in, you have 2 bouncers with you, the manager, some other guy walking with you. You're looking very important. Bam, that's presence right there. Girls are looking at you. They pay so much attention to status that it's not even fun. Mm-hmm. At a nightclub, at a bar, it's all about that status. So that's the first thing. So it's called social proofing. It's making yourself better than everybody else around, doing it a little bit differently. I'll have them take me to the best VIP table there is. And I'll turn around to them right off the bat, and I'll say to them, I'm not like most of the other guys in here. Again, I teach you seduce and conquer. You know, one of the things I teach is being a man's man. Being the type of man that other guys look up to and emulate. You know, and that's really, before I teach you to be a ladies' man, I teach you how to be a man's man first. And there's certain, you know, characteristics that a man's man has. The kind of man, you know, who's in the heart of the action, who all the other guys want to be around. And that's really, really important. I teach you how to use seduce and conquer with guys. You know, again, when all the men in your life respect you and want to be your friend and all the women in your life want you, what the hell do you think that's going to do to you? It's going to take you places you never thought you could go. Mm. So one of the things I'll do is, as I'm at the nightclub, is I'll get that great VIP table, and I'll look at them, I'll turn around to them. I'll be like, listen, dude, I don't do it like the way anybody else does it. I want you to bring me the best-looking women in here. You know, and this guy's thinking, who the hell is this guy? You know, right off the bat, just the fact that I'm saying all this stuff, he in his mind is thinking, who is this guy? P. Diddy? Like, who is this guy? But yet he's trying so hard to impress and to be my friend. And a lot of the time, I don't even have to approach women. They come right to me.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I love to teach my boys to do. And that's, you know, I won't take out guys for a one-night seminar if they don't have my CDs. If they don't have a look. Because they won't understand anything. I used to do that where I used to take people that had, you know, no game whatsoever out.
Yeah.
You know, within a matter of minutes, Dave, I'm practically making out with her. I'm touching her hair within a matter of seconds. You know, as I said, I go right to, I move very, very fast. And if you don't understand these concepts, it'll go right over your head. Mm. You won't even, I had some guys around, man, you know, I was just sitting there, all of a sudden you go from saying, touching her hair, and then all of a sudden you're kissing her. I didn't get anything out of that. So I make sure they have my CDs first. And then when I take them out to the nightclub so they can understand exactly what it is I'm doing, how I'm doing it. And, you know, it's very easy. You know, my concept is shut up, listen, and learn. It's very easy. Just do what the hell it is that I do, and you'll be successful. And every guy can do that. You know, it's not difficult to act the way in which I act.
What?
You know, when we were down in Cancun, there was one guy there who said, you know, he loved how I had this VIP set. We had, you know, we had this one table, we had maybe 10 bouncers around our table at this point in time. Why? Because I befriended all the bouncers and I told them, I want you all to stay around me because making me look that much more important, right? Here I am, this one guy with 10 bouncers around his table. You know, guys would want to come in to shake our hands. We wouldn't let them in. The girls would all want to come in because they wanted to see, you know, what's so important about this guy. A little fight breaks out up there. You know, up in a whole different section. So, you know, the bouncers go running. They go running up to that section. Then they come back once that's all over with. I start yelling at the bouncer. Don't you dare ever leave. I don't care if some guy is getting killed up there. You stay right here with me. He's like, Senor, I'm sorry. I promise it won't happen again. Another fight breaks out a half an hour later. He looks at me and goes, please, Senor, can I go? Can I go? Imagine that. You know, it's, yeah. It's the most beautiful thing you can imagine. You know, and then, you know, women around me going, who the hell are you? And what's my answer? What did you love to know?
Mm.
Bam, instant. Again, these are all, you know, it's very advanced. It's hard for someone to do it without actually seeing it. But, you know, I'll take you out. I'll take you out one night and I'll show you exactly how it's done. And I'll make you do it. And, you know, one of the things I do is I go to people's cities. You know, guys that live in Arizona, guys that live in Vegas, guys that live, you know, New York City, guys anywhere. I'll go to your city and after, you know, one or two nights out with me, all of a sudden the next time you go back, when I've come back to Toronto and you go back, you're all of a sudden the man in charge. Everybody wants to be your friend because I'll create all that VIP status for you while I'm there visiting you. And again, that's very, very important. You know, it's, and I do it without spending any money. And I think if you spend money, you're a complete loser. You're always going to have to spend money. I do it without spending any money. You want to make sure you have presence when you walk into a place. You're walking into a nightclub or to a bar with 1,000 people in there. It's kind of hard to make yourself stick out. So presence, again, is totally key. When you walk in. When you walk in, you got to make an entrance. I'm the kind of guy, Dave, that loves to make an entrance. You know, I love to walk in and have an entrance. It makes me feel good. I want all eyes on me as I walk in. That it makes it that much easier for me to seduce women. Right? What happens? I walk in, I'm this very important, this special guy. That's what they're seeing. For all, you know, they have no idea what it is. They're interpreting, who is that guy? And instantly, when this personality comes out, the cocky, the funny, the pick-on-er, the confidence, the attitude, she's melted. She wants me like there is no tomorrow. Makes it that much easier for me to pick them up. And every guy out there, really that's one of the keys, is using everything around you to pick up women. And it's so easy to do. I know a lot of people hear it. They tell me my reason. Oh, it sounds so difficult. All you got to do is see it once. See it once in action. And, you know, it's like, you know, it's like being in the darkness all your life. Once you go into the light, you'll never go back to the dark again.
Give me an example of using things around you to meet women.
Using, like, I just did practically, using bouncers, using, you know, the management, the staff, you know, bartenders. I was up in I was in Montreal a few weeks ago. I walk up to the bar. There's a ton of women around, a ton. It was just beautiful. A ton of women around. So I walk up to the bar, gorgeous, gorgeous bartender. She turns around and goes, how are you? I'm absolutely amazing, baby doll. How the hell are you doing? Like, really loud. You know what the first thing was she said to me? Let me guess, you're not from here, are you? The first thing she said, of course not, baby. You know, and instantly all the other girls around started asking me, oh, so where are you from? What's going on? I had about 15 women I was talking to, all from my one little conversation with the bartenders.
Hmm.
I mean, that's how easy it is. Again, using charisma, using your personality. It's so important to have a ton of energy when you're talking to girls. It's so important, you know, to use your eye contact, to be powerful. To be enthusiastic, to be excited. You know, not about them, about yourself. You know, very important here. Don't be excited about them, because that'll screw me up for you. Be excited about the person that you are. Naturally, this will make other people more drawn to you. You know, and not only women. You know, men want to be your friend. Men want to hang around you. Women want you. What else could you ask for? You're now living you're in the best place you can be. And that's really where I like to take my boys to. And that's exactly what I teach them in a one-night seminar. And really, they're blown away by it. Guys turn around to me, and they're like, after one night, they're like, wow, I've never seen anything like that before in my life. And a lot of them, really, they get laid. You know, and I tell them, don't think you might get laid every single night. You know, I'm from the theory of don't give a man a fish. Teach him how to fish, and he'll eat for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not get laid, but you'll learn things that you've never learned before, and you'll go back to wherever it is you're from, or if I come to your city and I do it, next time you go in, everybody will respect you. Instantly, you'll have that presence. And you'll learn how to do this yourself next time you go somewhere else. Because it's so important. This is one of the most important things that I could say is, you know, having that status. And you don't necessarily need to be rich. You know, there's tons of guys out there that I help that have absolutely no money and they look like they got millions. There's other guys out there that have millions and look like they have absolutely no money. You know, success is an image. It's an image I teach. Really, I teach two images to go by for my player makeovers. One's a successful guy, which is usually for the older guys, and another one is the bad boy, because really that's a huge turn on to the women, is the bad boy. So those are two of the images that I like to teach. And one of the things I do in that nightclub is I teach you how to be the man in the heart of the action, you know, the guy that everybody wants to be around. And we all know people like that. You know people like that. I know people like that. You know, even when we were growing up, there was always that man's man around. You know, I want all my students to be the man's man. I want them to be the ones in charge. I want them to be the ones that walk in and have all the attention, all the eyes on them. Again, man, all this stuff, seduction of women, this is all, it's all about a feeling. I mean, we're all after a feeling. You kind of know what feeling I'm talking about here. It's the feeling that a man gets when he gets absolutely everything he desires. And it's really the best feeling on the planet. Mm. And it will take you places you never thought you could go. You get this feeling, you will be successful, more successful in every aspect of your life. Your whole world as you know it will come together. That's really what it's all about.
So tell me, Peyton, if someone wanted to get their hands on some of your products or check out some of your other stuff, how could they reach you?
Oh, very simple. SeduceandConquer.com. Or they can log on to my radio show site, SeduceandConquerShow.com. I got tons of free stuff on there, stuff that they can download. You know, they can download past shows, see what they like. They can listen to it, see what they like, see what they don't like, and then decide from there. Right there, you know, they can order my CDs and from my CDs. You know, and every single, you see, I do it differently than most of the people out there. I really want to instigate rapport between my students and I. So that's why I give player makeovers with my packages, I have three different packages, the $49 package, $99, and $199. In my $99 and $199, I have personal consultations. Really, I believe, Dave, that, and I'm sure you see this a lot because you've helped a ton of people out there as well, that seduction is different for everybody. Some guys have trouble approaching women. Other guys have trouble talking to women. Other guys can approach and can talk, just don't know what the hell to do on a first date. Everybody has something they're good at and something they're bad at. So what I like to do is I like to see what level you're at. You know, what your troubles are. I like to take your strong points, make them stronger, and take your weak points and make them stronger, creating an all-around game for you. So I speak to each and every student personally. And I even endorse, you know, I even say on my radio show, you know, if you order the CD set because you're cheap, you don't want to spend more money, but you still need the help, you can always call me on my show and I will gladly help you. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of what I get out of this is, you know, when that guy looks into my eyes and goes, thank you for changing my life, that feeling to me is priceless. You know, that's really a lot of what I get out of it. So I like to instigate rapport between my students and I like them to call me. I want them to ask me questions. I want to do my best to help them. I mean, really, that's what I do.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for your time, Peyton.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. 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 Pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.